You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park.
Are you a victim of the campus cough or other common symptoms of a cold or sore throat? The accredited University Health Center, located right across from the Stamp Union, can be of assistance. Make an online appointment at www.myuhc.umd.edu. You can receive primary care, reproductive health care, mental health care, dental health, immunization, and much more. What are you waiting for? Schedule your next appointment now.
Welcome back to On The Tube, where I'm going to be playing some, mostly Britpop, just waiting for things to load here on this very warm afternoon. It's even warmer here in the studio, so even if you're out and about, you should not be envying me here on the inside. Right, that was This Charming Man by The Smiths off of their self-titled album. Next up, we're going to be having some Oasis and then some more recent stuff by Sea Power, followed by Keane.
From my Below what Thank you.
right, you just heard Don't Look Back in Anger from Oasis's classic What's the Story, Morning Glory from 1995, followed by A Light Above Descending from Sea Power, who used to be British Sea Power, but then changed their name to avoid any sort of, like nationalist connotations. That was from their 2015 album, Sea of Brass, and just now you heard Crystal Ball from Keen from their second album, Under the Iron Sea, in 2006, which was written about some of the internal tensions in the band, or at least the causes of them. Up next, we're going to be crossing the Atlantic for a good number of songs, actually. First off, we're going to be listening to some Nirvana, followed by Blondie, and then Juliana Hatfield.
We'll be right back.
right, you just heard Love Buzz by Nirvana off their first album, Bleach, which remains Sub Pop's most sold record, followed by Blondie, Eat to the Beats, Dreaming, which I'm always surprised to find out how old that song is, but I think it's a rightful classic. And then What a Life by Juliana Hatfield off her album, Only Everything.
Like this, headed for heaven tonight. I love you.
Alright, you just heard Heaven Tonight by Hole off of their second album, Celebrity Skin, which is a little bit more aggressive than their first, though that's a kind of calmer track, followed by the classic Catholic Block off of Sonic Youth's album Sister, which happens to be my favorite of theirs, and something more recent by Slutova off of their Pretend to Be Nice EP, this was So Prone. They're kind of a band from, I want to say Massachusetts, but I could be wrong about that. But their whole shtick seems to be to kind of embrace this nostalgia for the 1990s, which, despite having been alive for no part of it, I appreciate. Up next, we're going to have some PJ Harvey, followed by, again, something more recent by Wet Leg. And then we're going to change the vibe a little bit as we round out the show. ¶¶
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you, in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Right, you just heard 50 Foot Queenie by PJ Harvey off of her album Rid of Me, released in 1993, who happens to have grown up in the same part of England as I did, so, you know, I'm very proud of this. Followed by Wet Leg, their 2022 album, Wet Leg. We're going to be calming down a little bit, but sticking with an alternative sound as we round out the show. We're going to have a song by Curve, who I think are an underappreciated band personally, sort of a shoegazy kind of track, followed by Liz Phair and finally Kate Bush.
That's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing.
Right, once again, you heard Lily's Dying by Curve off of their album Doppelganger, one of the sort of great, like, shoegazy alt bands of the UK, I think. And just now you heard the title track from Liz Phair's album Whipsmart, one of the artsier characters on the alt scene, which has, I think, historically led to as much praise as it has criticism. Just to end today's show, to remind you, you've been listening to On the Tube every Thursday 3 to 4, which is mostly alt and Britpop stuff. We're going to have Hounds of Love, the title track from Kate Bush's album. I will see you next week.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was